My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your sports bros, Rop and Souk. We are having a good time. We're partying.
I'm a little disappointed right now in myself.
Why?
That I did not pay attention to the fact that the Patriots and the Panthers were playing tonight. And if there's one man that loves one particular thing about a sport, it's this guy right here in punts. And I did not wear the best sweatshirt that I own. I did not wear my punt sweatshirt today. And I don't know if you've seen what's been going on in this action, but let me just go through the drive chart right now.
That's not action.
Of the, we're in the middle of the second quarter. Carolina Panthers, 3 and out. Then New England, 4 and out. 3 and out. 6 and out. 3 and out. Ah, get ready for this. 7 plays, -4 yards. Punt. 4 plays, 19 yards. Punt. 6 plays, punt. We are in a, this, and what's happening right now on this drive right here?
Punt.
Punt.
Who's playing quarterback?
Everybody.
What do you mean?
The Patriots have already been through all three of theirs. So we've already had Zappe, May, and Brissett. And then for the Caroliners, or the Caroliners, the Caroliners Panther, they've got that plumber kid. He's been going the whole way.
Where's Bryce Young?
He's a Betta Feta. He ain't playing in this. He's busy with
Betta Feta. He's too good for this?
He's busy playing with the Betta Feta stuff. But I can, this is... Somewhere an Iowa football fan is watching this with tight, tight corn pants. What is the freaking Panthers doing? They're punting.
So how many punts do we have so far?
So we so far have, I believe, let's see here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 possessions and 8 punts. My favorite is the drive that has the most plays, the 7-play drive. That resulted in -4 yards. That's the offensive output that we have right here.
Has a game ever gone where every possession ended in a punt?
I don't think so. But if one could, I may give you this one. Although now with this punt, New England's basically in field goal range as it is. They just need like 3 yards and they can kick this field goal. NFL preseason action. It's fantastic.
All right, coming up next, we will talk about athletes with strange career arcs. One is leaving us today.
Yeah.
We have our NFL Nutella, or is it Nutella?
Yeah, that's
which
tough.
Is it? I've always said it Nutella, but
I've always said Nutella.
Nutella,
but I, you know, because it's It's made of, is it like hazelnut?
Hazelnut.
Yeah.
Hazelnut and chocolate.
So it's a nut. I think the nut is in there, but, you know, I'm open to new.
Coming up tonight in the club, we have a new Yellowstone star.
that hunk of crap is still around?
Well, you know, they have spinoffs.
Oh, yeah.
There were the two spinoffs already, yeah. And there's another one coming.
I think they're trying to finish the original one without Costner. I think they're, like, filming it. I think they're making the attempt.
And who would win an all-out war? ISIS or the Swifties?
Oh, boy, that's interesting. What if the Swifties had the cat people on their side,
too? You talk about a battle.
That is battle.
That'll be in the club, 6 to 7 right now, the Hot 5. Hot 5 at 5.
Taylor Swift. Yeah. Oh.
Hot topics. Oh, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. The most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com.
Damn it, we have our first non-punt.
Yeah, Bailey Zappi.
Like, I mean, dude, that thing should have been a pick six going the other way. The Carolina guy just botched it. But now New England's got it at like the 3.
Yeah, we do have NFL preseason action, if you can call it action tonight. We've got the Patriots and Panthers scoreless second quarter, but Patriots knocking on the door. And then we have the Giants, who have just taken a 7-0 lead on the Lions.
Yes,
in the second quarter.
Fighting Dan Campbell's.
Yeah, why am I reporting these scores? I don't know.
Dude, I need you to get on board preseason
it's
football.
It's preseason. Who
get
cares?
On board.
Who cares? Why?
Are you betting on the Ravens?
No. I'm not betting on preseason football.
It's free
we
money.
Are.
When do they play?
We have to find out when they play.
You don't even know when they play.
Yeah, they play. They play the Eagles
this weekend.
This weekend. Same I don't know. I don't know what day it's on, but they got the Eagles. And I'll tell you what.
What's the line?
Someone's already got it loaded up.
What do you just do? Money line on that?
No. I think. But this spread, it's like 1.5. So
what do you do? Do you play the number?
I usually just play it straight up, but sometimes if I get a favorable number but I usually just do the money line and win.
We will be betting on it during our show tomorrow because they play at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Brett's chop. Rob doesn't want free money. Be my guest.
Tutty Patriots.
That's so disappointing.
More starts for the Patriots this year. Bailey Zappi, Drake May, or Jacoby Brissett?
Brissett.
I'm gonna say Zappi.
It ain't gonna be Drake May.
Hey, the White Sox have fired their manager, Pedro Grifol. A former All-Star and noted hunk, Grady Sizemore, takes over in the interim.
At what point do you know that your job's done? Like, where in the 21-game losing streak? You're like, yes, this may be over.
Do you think like a happy surprise every, like, 13-game, 14-game, you could pop in there? You're like, I still don't have that pink slip yet. This is great.
Do you think his first word was, finally?
Thank God. And Sizemore's like, really? Do I have to take
this? By the way, where did you say he's from?
Mill Creek, Washington, outside of Seattle.
Is he really?
Yeah. A friend of mine was in his second grade class.
Grady Sizemore, by the way, hanging dong.
Yeah, noted hunk.
Noted nudes leaked Grady Sizemore.
Oh, he has nudes out there, huh?
Yeah, he does.
Mariners turn to Brian Wu to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Tigers tonight. Seattle, if they win, they would pull even with the idle Astros atop the AL West. Okay, only 5 fights at Seahawks practice today.
Hey, congratulations.
The nastiest of which had DK Metcalf getting the helmet of Trey Brown and swinging it at his head.
Yeah, you gotta stop that.
Luckily, he missed, but he did hit Kayvon Wallace, who was wearing his helmet, thankfully. Mike McDonald had to stop practice. He said that Metcalf eventually addressed the team and all is well. Nothing to see here.
Dude, I'm telling you, DK Metcalf is, mark my words, before his career is done, he is going to have a LeGarrette Blount type situation or a Myles Garrett. Something really, really bad is going to happen because that dude cannot control himself.
And now other teams know they can push those buttons, and they try to. The Niners did all last season.
He's got some serious anger issues.
Also, you know that the NFL Network caught that on camera? It was just randomly in the background of one of their shots, that helmet swinging.
I think at some lower college or whatever, I think someone recently got arrested for that, just like a couple days ago, for hitting someone in the head with a helmet. Maybe it was a high school, but yeah, you can't you can't do that.
The first Seahawks preseason game is Saturday here on the Fan against the Chargers. Geno Smith not expected to play. Noah Lyles was looking to become the first American to win the gold in the 100 and 200 in the same game since Carl Lewis in 1984. He did not. He is fighting COVID. He wins the bronze in the 200, but has since backed out of the Olympics altogether. He then got whipped out in a wheelchair.
Yeah, which I thought was a bit much, but it's still pretty badass that if you really did have bad COVID and you took bronze, it's pretty impressive because he was a favorite in the 200. That was his event.
U.S. Women's Volleyball will play for the gold on Sunday after a thrilling five-set win over Brazil. Some believe the women's 400-meter hurdle was teed up to be the most must-see race at these Olympics. They called it the track equivalent of Babe Ruth and Shohei Ohtani meeting in the World Series. It was American Sydney McLaughlin Lebrun versus Femke Bol from the Netherlands.
She was the lady that sounds like Minnie Mouse. This was her event.
They're rivals, and they're both great. But the American prevails, new world record, and the gold for McLaughlin Lebrun.
That's Lavroni.
I think it's Lavrone.
I think you're going to hear a clip coming up that says Lavroni.
Okay.
Look at you.
Damn it. The rival bowl finished with the boring-ass bronze.
Take that. Netherlanders?
Like, what are the Netherlanders?
Well, but they're like, you can't, Dutch, like you Dutch ass. I don't know. Like,
what?
I was trying to think of, like, what's a good insult for the Dutch?
What is happening?
What would you insult someone?
I don't know. I don't like to insult people.
Well, I want to put,
unlike you,
I want to put old Femble here in her place. Old Minnie Mouse.
Men's basketball semifinal, Team USA versus Jokic in Serbia. The Americans trailed by 13 after three quarters, but they rally to win.
Dude, that was the event of the Olympics.
95-91.
Dude, if the gold medal game, there's no way the gold medal game against the French lives up to that, because that Serbia game was bananas.
Well, I'll tell you what, the gold medal game against the French is going to be wild because it's the home.
Yeah. Home team,
home
we got
country.
Wemby and
yeah, I mean it's gonna be a great scene. It was a great scene today. Steph Curry had 36. He hit the go-ahead three at the 220 mark. A big shot by Kevin Durant down the stretch and a triple double for ya boy LeBron. So the U.S. against France, that'll be Saturday. Wemby was just 4 of 17, but they still beat Germany to advance to the final. That final was 73-69.
They were underdogs in that one, too.
Yeah, like France was not supposed to be here. So, again, in theory, they said Serbia was our toughest competition, and it turned out, indeed, they were.
Are we? Do we have a line on the USA-France game?
16.5.
Yeah, so this. What was the Serbia line?
It opened at 17.5. By tip-off, it was 15.
Okay, so, well, put that in your pipe. Maybe I take the French and the points, but there's no way we lose gold after that, right? There's no way.
In the words of Herb Brooks, after they pulled off Miracle, he told them, this was the semifinal games. If you lose this next one, they will effing bury you. So that's what'll happen.
Said you will regret it for the rest of your life. And then what did? We went out and won gold.
Well,
Michael Ruzioni
smoked
him.
I love how you're still saying there's no way when you just said there's no way the other day and they damn near lost.
Hey, there was no way. They won. They won. We're taking down the French. We're not losing to the French.
America!
Yeah. That's right.
Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Coming up next, pro athletes and strange career arcs. It is 5:13 on The Fan.
The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
Ben Gulbranson, who's putting off medical school to be the quarterback at Oregon State.
This is a very interesting storyline, and I'm wondering what the reaction will be from Oregon State fan if this is eventually announced, because I think there's going to be a lot of pushback. Now, whether that's fair or not, whether it's right or not, time will tell.
Are you
going to
be pushback?
I do think there will be.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
Couple of crashes on North 205 near the merge with 84 are clear, but North 205 still heavy from 26, and 84 is pretty jammed up both ways trying to get on to North 205. I'm Claire Beverly with traffic.
This traffic report brought to you by
Pelican Brewing Company.
New from Pelican Brewing Company, enjoy summer with the ultimate refresher, Pelican Beach Beer. Independently brewed on the Oregon coast and available now in 16-ounce cans at a store near you. Pelican Beach Beer, survival of the chillest.
Are you looking forward to a nice, relaxing night this summer? Well, then you better stay home, because we're throwing a rager and everyone's invited. Portland Pickles Baseball is back. baby. All the teams in our league hate us. Come find out why. PicklesTickets.com. We sell tons of beer. That's PicklesTickets.com.
Held over due to popular demand. Save thousands. Be advised, this is a great opportunity to save thousands on a hot tub or swim spa. Friday through Sunday, Portland Expo Center. Save thousands. Be advised, this is a great opportunity to save thousands on a hot tub or swim spa. Friday through Sunday, Portland Expo Center. 18-month interest-free financing. Brand new 2024 inventory ready for immediate delivery. Portland Expo Center. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Portland Expo Center. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Come see the revolutionary new swim spa in action at exceptional prices. Portland Expo Center. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Portland Expo Center. Friday, 2 to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission. Free delivery. Portland Expo Center. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, I'm a sex machine, get on up,
get up. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan. Stay
on the scene. Okay, it's time to workshop tomorrow's poll question. And I think it's a pretty good one.
Okay.
You want some poll?
Yeah, give me some poll.
And it is, what, well, we'll start with this question. Which pro athlete has had the strangest career arc to you? And this comes to mind because today we are losing a great.
We're losing a good.
Or even a mid.
Yeah, his record is, he's a 500. His record's 500.
But you want to talk about strange career arcs.
Yes.
I give you Nick Foles, mm-hmm. Eagles quarterback, who is retiring, yes, officially.
Yes.
So, the initial names that I have put on tomorrow's poll question, we're gonna poll the electorate. Which pro athlete had the strangest career arc? The first two that come to mind are him and Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner's a stranger.
Okay, who else should I? So here are some other names I'm considering.
Okay.
Well, who comes to mind for you? Is there anybody that?
Well, you just said the first one for me is Kurt Warner, because Kurt Warner went from, I don't even know where Kurt Warner played in college. Honestly, I don't.
Northern Iowa.
Was it Northern Iowa?
Mm.
And then he did
maybe?
I don't know if that's right.
See, I don't know where he played college, but he played in for the Iowa like Barnstormers. He went and it was in the NFL Europe. Like
Northern Iowa, indeed.
Northern Iowa, where I went. And then he ended up hitching on to the NFL as just a bum-around guy. And then Trent Green blows out his knee. Kurt Warner comes in and becomes the best quarterback in the NFL, right? Like, by the way, starts the Patriot dynasty, loses that, but he becomes a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And then he's get like that weird hand injury and he can't play. Like, he's an absolute bum. And he bounces around to a couple places and his career's over. He goes to Arizona as an afterthought backup to Matt Leinart, who's supposed to be this golden boy thing. Matt Leinart sucks. They were like, well, we can't keep playing Matt Leinart. We throw Kurt Warner in, and he damn near leads him to another Super Bowl. Like, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. There is, like, Kurt Warner wins. Like, I I'm open to the idea that there is a stranger career arc, but when you said strange career arc, the very first thing that popped in my head was that man.
A couple of other names I'm toying with. Jeremy Lin.
That's pretty good.
Comes to mind.
Yep.
Also, and I don't know why, but Rick Ankiel popped into my head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he converted, positions. So.
Because, well, I mean,
like
I know why.
He had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, he's just kind of an obscure one. Josh Hamilton could be on the
list.
That's
good, too. 100%. That's weird.
You know what one I popped in my head immediately, and I know it's been heavily politicized, but Colin Kaepernick. He popped in for Alex Smith on an injury and then took him to the freaking Super Bowl and then became this pariah and never played again.
Dude, that's, those are all really good ones that I can't say that were I was thinking of off the top of my head.
Well, we need you to be better. Aren't you a sports guy?
I am a sports guy. Bose was pretty good.
Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson, because, you know, that was one of those where no one even knew Bo played baseball. He was this generational running back that was like this legendary thing. He didn't want to go play for a crappy team. And so he was like, I'll play baseball. And everyone was like, what? You're going to go play baseball. And then he literally just gives up football to go play baseball. It turns out he's really good at baseball, even though no one knew he played it. Oh, and then by the way, I'm going to come back part-time and be the best running back in the NFL. Like that's pretty good. And then, of course, the hip injury, and he never played football again, but he came back and had some okay years playing baseball.
Some peeps bringing up Doug Flutie.
Really?
I don't know.
But Doug was never a good NFL player.
How about this guy? And this won't make the poll question, but does anybody else wonder what the hell happened to Chris Bryant?
That's not bad.
There's one brewing right now, too, and it's Tim Anderson. We just passed the 1 year anniversary of him getting knocked out by Jose Ramirez.
And he got.
But he was a batting champ. He was like the king of that cornfield game, and he was like the hot thing. And now he's like basically out of baseball.
Well, he did go to the Marlins.
It's true, but he couldn't stick with them.
Although he was on the White Sox, they're even worse.
Yeah, they designated him for assignment though. Like he was he was one.
Well,
of
he's kind of old, isn't he?
I don't think so. Is he? Is he old?
I don't know. I didn't think so.
I'm just trying to think of anyone else that had.
No, but seriously, what has happened to Chris Bryant? Where did he go?
Well, Cody Bellinger had that.
Anderson's 31.
Ooh, Bellinger's good.
Cody Bellinger was an MVP. Like, Cody Bellinger was like the next thing in baseball. And then, and he's kind of had some bounce back, but he went from MVP, World Series hero. Remember he had that stupid shoulder bump thing where he hurt his arm doing that, and then like he just decided to suck for 2 years. He was terrible.
Yeah, Carson Wentz coming in on the Vancouver Forte.
Wentz is pretty good.
That's also a good one because he was like MVP level and
MVP
then
level got hurt, Foles took his place and never was good again.
What about Bryson?
What?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh.
I'm thinking of people who have done weird things. He was a guy that was pretty much hated. He had the whole professor thing. He was full of himself. He went over to live. Now people kind of like him again. He's winning majors. I don't know. He's just kind of fascinating to me.
Yeah.
The other one, I guess I was trying to think of it would only be if he bounced back. Because I was thinking with the doucher because he bounced back and is now popular. But he was never bad.
That's true.
But on the Kurt Warner, because Kurt Warner was bad. Kurt Warner, he couldn't play. Dude, Ben Simmons.
Good.
Ben Simmons was an all NBA player. Like, I don't know if he ever got defensive player of the year, but Ben Simmons was first team all defense. And like, I see it pop up all the time on, Hot Takes Exposed. There's one of Colin bagging LeBron saying that it's LeBron can leave the NBA. We don't need him anymore because you have Ben Simmons. He's like, LeBron, we don't need you. Your time is past. You're washed up. Move on. The new LeBron is here, and he's talking about Ben Simmons. And now, this is Ben Simmons. Now, if he would need a redemption story for that to be a great arc. He just fell off a cliff.
I was going to say, he's just kind of a bust.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, it's not really that strange of a career arc. He just kind of sucks and is a bitch.
But he was good. He was.
Nah, he was good.
Dude, he was good.
He was capable, but like many guys that are capable, they just aren't any good for whatever reason. Can't get out of their own way. They're always hurt. Whatever it is, he's just a bust.
Yeah.
Vancouver Fort Text Line says Michael Vick.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
You know, don't mind me in the middle of my all-pro career. I got to take a break and go to prison for dogfighting.
And then come back and be successful.
And he made $100 million the second time.
And by the way, came back as an actual quarterback. He wasn't the athlete that he was, but he actually came back a better quarterback after prison. That's a good one. and now is kind of like a nice, he's a nice guy. Like he goes on a bunch of like radio shows and stuff. And he's actually pretty, when he does the analyst stuff, I think he does a pretty good job. It's, that's a pretty good one.
Okay. So I think we have our,
we got enough.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put
OJ Simpson,
Aaron Hernandez.
Would have been if like Hernandez had come back and played.
I think I'm going to put Kurt Warner, Jeremy Lin, Nick Foles.
I'm being dead serious on this.
Who should be the fourth? Hamilton?
Hamilton's is good.
Hamilton or?
I mean, from number one, the best prospect in baseball, the drug stuff, wins an MVP and then disappears again.
Yeah, and then he came back, didn't he?
He came back, but he never was the, you know, he got divorced and there were some rumors and he just kind of faded away. I don't remember him retiring. He just was kind of faded away. That's a pretty, that's a solid one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be tomorrow's poll.
I was thinking though with the Aaron Hernandez thing, because, you know, well, prison and death.
Yeah, boy.
So there was no chance of this because he offed himself. Who's my man, Henry Ruggs? Dude, Ruggs is going to get out of prison in a couple years.
And
Yeah. Like, I think he got like 6 or 7 years and he'll serve half of that and he'll be out. He'll be on parole, but he'll be out. You think anyone's got the balls?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Dude, he burned that lady alive.
Well, but he did his time.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing about Vic.
Yeah, his sentence was 3 to 10 years. It's going to be closer to 3 than 10. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's going to get out. And I want to see what NFL team got the cojones to be like, well,
I mean, he was going to be really good.
I mean, the Cowboys did with Greg Hardy.
There's a difference between domestic violence and literally cooking a woman alive because you drunkenly ran her over.
But that's more of an accident, whereas the, you know,
yeah, exactly,
the spousal or, you know, domestic abuse thing is a choice.
Well,
I mean, obviously,
think,
that's a choice too. But
I do think, you know, when guys come, look, not every team has to sign Henry Ruggs. If you say, hey, that's not a guy I want on my team, I totally get that. But when somebody does something terrible like that, and goes through the system and pays their dues, whether you think that's enough time or not, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. He deserves a chance if he can play. It's just,
it's gonna be interesting.
It doesn't have to be your decision. I mean, like, you don't have to do it, but somebody will for sure. Yeah. He's a good player.
They didn't with Heimlich. Never got an opportunity.
Yeah, but he's not really Henry Ruggs. I mean, that's a tough.
He was going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He was, 100%. Dude, he was arguably the best pitcher in college baseball. Would have been a first-round
pick. But he also didn't go through the system and serve time.
Well, I mean,
I think that's a big difference.
He kind of did. I mean, he pled guilty and went through that, and no one touched him. No one was there. They were like, nope, not doing it.
Apparently, Ruggs is working as a community trustee at the prison that he's in, and he makes
no idea what that means.
He makes $2.50 an hour.
What is a community trustee?
I don't know.
What does that person do?
I think they're just like kind of an ambassador, you know,
for the prison.
Yeah, just
you have no idea, and so you idea what you're talking.
I have no clue, but. Trevor Bauer's coming up too.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
But
what was it? A community what?
They call him a community trustee at the facility.
Trustee? What is he?
Trustee?
Looking over their finances?
There's just what? Like, my portfolio is in some trouble. I need Henry Ruggs III. He does have that third behind him. It makes it seem very professional.
It sounds prestigious.
Says here, community trustee offenders represent a limited potential to misbehave and represent a low risk to escape while assigned to employment within the community.
Okay. So he gets to work outside of the prison?
I don't think that. I think he works in the prison.
Oh.
But they're saying they're not too worried about Ruggs.
Yeah, he's not.
Taking off.
No. Wouldn't that be something, though? Like, you're just out and about in Vegas, and, like, Henry Ruggs is, you know, working.
Cleaning up
the
street.
Somebody said Delonte West might have slept with LeBron's mom, then becomes homeless at all with the NBA career in between.
Yeah, but we need...
I think that was post-career.
Yeah, I think we really... In order to get the career arc, we got to have, like, a...
Yeah, it's got to be highs and lows.
Someone else says Yasiel Puig.
He was never, like... He's had a lot of hype.
Yeah.
I think we're stretching a bit here.
I think we're stretching, yeah.
We got our guys. But anyway, let's come back and talk about Nick Foles.
Yes. A lot of Big D energy there.
Did you know he has a statue outside of the Eagles Stadium?
No.
He does.
Get right the hell out of town.
Is it small? Or is it like a big one?
That's what she said.
Not with Nick, she didn't.
No. They know what's up.
It's a big one of him and Doug Peterson calling, you know, the famous...
Philly.
Philly special.
They have a statue of that, of those two talking about
that. That's cool.
I had no idea. I was just at that stadium, like 2 years ago. I never saw that.
Well,
I missed it.
Someone just says that trustees are what they call prison workers in prison, so he's just working in prison.
But they trust him to work.
And it's not trustee as in like employee, it's trustee. T-R-U-S-T-Y.
Oh.
Kind of a weird...
Yeah, that's an adjective.
Kind of a weird thing. All right, guys.
Let's focus.
Big hot Nick Foles talk is coming up next.
$73 million worth.
Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'd like to report the first half of this monster game between the Carolina Panthers and New England Patriots. That's 14 possessions. 13 punts. That damn touchdown. Bailey Zappi made one play and ruined my perfect 14 for 14.
It's quickly becoming a thorn in your side, too.
It really is.
Just wait till the second half, dude.
Not happy at all.
Isn't the first half supposed to be the better players?
Yes.
Maybe we get the worst tacklers in the second half.
Yeah, see, I don't like this. I think in the second half, we're going to get a breakdown and there'll be some big plays to be had. But I was this close. This, because they were like on the 33. I was confident that they could manage a punt out of that drive. And Zappi made a throw that should have been knocked down. The Panther dude botched it. Now we've ruined my perfect half of punts.
So how do you explain Nick Foles' career? 27 tutties and two picks. Quarterback rating 119 in that magical season under Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
He had just been drafted third round. He goes to the Pro Bowl. They win the division. The next season, he struggles. He gets traded. Then he's released. He bounces around. He finally signs in Philly as Carson Wentz's backup. Yeah. Wentz gets hurt. And all of a sudden, Foles marches him to a Super Bowl. He beats Tom Brady. And he wins the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
He then goes to three teams in four seasons, never does crap, and he retires.
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
This is how I explain it. He was a good, and remember him in Arizona. He was a solid quarterback. So this isn't a fluke thing. Nick Foles could play the position. He had all the tools. He gets to Philadelphia, and Chip was running some stuff that, again, much like college, it took a little bit of time to figure out. And against bad teams, that offense gave people problems. And it was a very college-oriented offense. And it was something that Nick Foles fit right into. But, and we saw this as Chip went on. Once it got exposed, there was no other layer to it. It's like he had a really good fastball and people just caught up to the fastball and there was no changeup. There was no curveball. So that kind of ended up killing off Nick Foles. He played in a college system out of college and it was kind of lightning in a bottle. And we've seen this. Like, remember Derek Anderson made a Pro Bowl in Cleveland. Vince Young was rookie of the year. We've seen guys come in and play within the confines of a system or are really athletic and you can have a brief window of success. And it never was quite the same after that. But for that brief run in Philadelphia, what happened was, again, Nick Foles was a solid quarterback. He was like a Ryan Fitzpatrick type. And when he got there at the end of that Philly, that run there, let's not forget that Philly was one of the two best teams in football. And they had oodles and noodles of talent around there. And he played within the confines of a system and he got hot. He went on a nice stretch. And yes, he did out-duel Tom Brady. Although Tom Brady actually in that game, that was Tom Brady's best Super Bowl. He threw for 500 yards. It was just that New England couldn't stop Philadelphia.
So are we then saying that Ryan Fitzpatrick can get hot and win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Because I feel like Foles is one of one in a sense that whether you label him a Ryan Fitzpatrick type starter, because Fitzpatrick was a starter.
Yes.
Or a perennial backup, whatever you label him, because he really was both in his career, which is rare. Usually we get an idea after seven seasons of which a guy is. It's just you can't, like, he rose up in huge ways but couldn't sustain anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with him.
I just view him again, like, if you wanted to throw out like a comp, like a Robert Horry type. The best way to summarize this for me, he was a solid quarterback that had some opportunities, and by opportunities, three games. And in those three games, he rose to the occasion. But just because Robert Horry hits a big shot every now and then, Robert Horry was not a great player. He wasn't even a very good player. He just, because he was fortunate enough to play on good teams, he had opportunities. And in those moments, he didn't shrink from it.
Yeah. So I guess the deal with Foles is that I think a lot of people think that if your starting quarterback goes down and you're in the playoffs, you're not. I mean, the backup is not taking you to the promised land.
I think it'd be interesting to see how many teams' backups you would feel confident in having to take over.
Well, I mean, and I think zero. Like, in other words, there's a difference between a backup coming in and keeping you afloat and a backup coming in and winning Super Bowl MVP over Tom Brady.
But I do think there are candidates out there in the league who could do what Foles did.
Yes.
I mean, like...
Like who?
Like Gardner Minshew, for one. Like, he's a guy that's young enough, who's had enough success. He could string three games together if he needed to, if he was on the right team for it.
Yeah, see... And,
really?
And that's where I go with that.
I think...
That's why I brought up Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick was not...
We think!
He wasn't a starting quarterback. He was a bridge quarterback. He was who you brought in when there wasn't a better option. I think that, to me... If Ryan Fitzpatrick had been the backup quarterback in Philadelphia, they could have won that Super Bowl.
I thought that way about Sam Darnold with the Niners last year. Now he's going to be the starter in Minnesota this year, but that was one that fit for me too.
And like, it's so weird how, like, again, it's a serendipity sort of thing, because Nick Foles played three playoff games, right, that year.
Did he play regular season games?
Yeah, he played a couple, and I'll look those up here, but I looked it up. So he played really well in the conference title game, and they blew out Minnesota, by the way, 38-7, and Nick went for 26-33, 350 TD, three tutties, no interceptions, but they blew out Minnesota. Minnesota wasn't even a an option for him. I mean, they got pounded. And then, of course, they had the big game against New England, where he went 28 of 43, 373, three touchdowns, one pick. And their defense couldn't stop New England. But again, a couple breaks go your way. That wild card game, they beat Atlanta 15-10. And he only threw for 246 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Like, that is a... Think about that. Like, that's a game that can go either way. And Foles didn't play great. He didn't play bad. But if they have a break that goes the other way and Atlanta beats them, none of this is... Nick Foles is lost to history forever. You know, it's just... it's. Or if Carson Wentz doesn't get hurt, we never hear of Nick Foles. He's just another guy that had one year.
I think it's... What's interesting, too, is... You know, you look at that season he had with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
His numbers were off the charts.
Yeah. They were really good.
And I just don't see like a Gardner Minshew suddenly having those kinds of numbers with anybody.
But I go back to, I think that was a product of a college quarterback in a college system that the NFL wasn't ready for.
Yeah. So it was just a one-off.
It was a one-off. It was lightning in a bottle.
Well, maybe Nick Foles' entire career is a one-off. Somebody brought up Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, Hostetler won.
But was he was the starter.
He was the starter because basically all year, I think Phil Simms got hurt.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like a fill-in at the end or anything like that. I mean,
Was he their backup quarterback, though?
I think he was the backup. You'd have to look up the circumstances because they won the Super Bowl with Phil Simms, and I believe Phil got hurt. I don't remember if he got hurt at the end of the year, and then Hostetler was the guy going into that season, or if Phil got hurt at the beginning of the year. But Hostetler, I believe, was their quarterback for the bulk of that year or all of it.
What about Tom Brady? Came in for Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
He was the backup.
He was the backup.
He did the job.
Well, a lot of guys are the backup at some point. But
God.
So that year with Chip, I want to look at that. I'm trying to look at some regular season numbers for him to see where they're at and like what their record was. So he went 8-2 with Chip.
Only started 10 games?
Yeah, only started 10 games.
Did he get hurt?
Well, I guess he played in 13 games, but yeah, only started 10. So my guess is the other guy was someone else was the quarterback, and they went to Foles. But he threw 27 touchdowns, two picks, had a quarterback rating of, 119.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah, he had a 10, but again, 10-game stretches. I'm not saying that that isn't one of the better 10-game stretches, but it's weird. I'm telling you, you can go find these eight. It's usually more like eight, but you can find these stretches where seemingly good but not great quarterbacks have them, and you're like, holy hell, and then
I guess it was
reality comes crashing down.
I thought maybe it was the whole season. I didn't realize he only had 10
games.
10 starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Vic. So Vic was the... Chip Kelly had Mike Vick.
Yeah.
They said Vic had...
Yeah, Vic was in Philly.
Vic had 6 starts and went 2-4. I don't know if they benched Vic or Vic got hurt, but that's when Foles came in.
Yeah. And then he never came anywhere near that again.
Except that he won a Super Bowl.
So
what you're saying is, I think to summarize all this, even borderline starting quarterbacks for small sample sizes on good teams can win a Super Bowl.
100%.
See, that's not something I would have thought before.
Well, I mean, there's a reason. I mean,
you know, like when Tyrod Taylor came in, I think, right?
Sure.
For Lamar.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, they're not. It's it. They may win a game. They almost beat Cincinnati, but they're not going to win the Super Bowl with him.
Well, I know it's not a backup, but Nick Foles isn't a worse quarterback than Trent Dilfer. Brad Johnson won one in Tampa. I mean, Nick Foles was one of those. That's why I bring up Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was a borderline starter that didn't have to do it for an entire season. He just needed to do it for a handful of games, and he had an elite team around him. But yes, if you have an elite team, I'll bet you, like, non-starting. Like, if you gave me the I don't know, the 49ers or the best roster in football or a team like Kansas City, I'm guessing that outside of the elite quarterbacks, dude, there's probably 15 guys that you could throw in there that you could, if you got on a heater and the defense played well and he played a great 3-game stretch, you could win with. But you just have to have all the pieces in place. The crazy one about Philadelphia is in the biggest moment, their defense let them down. Well, except for the sack at the end. But New England went up and down the field. They couldn't stop the Patriots. It's just that the mighty Bill Belichick, if you want to say that there was one Super Bowl that was on Bill, it's that one. Because, you know, his defense kept them in a lot of games. They were mostly low scoring. That was the one Super Bowl where his offense was great and his defense completely no-showed. I mean, Philly just went up and down the field on him.
Well, rest in peace, Nick Foles. He is retiring.
With $73 million and a big Johnson and a Super Bowl ring. And
dude,
will never have to buy another meal in Philadelphia again.
That's crazy. $73 million, a statue, a Super Bowl ring. And what else did you say? He put the USDA stamp on his dong. Oh, a big dong.
Yeah, I mean, remember after that, all the players were talking about how
life
he was
good.
He was Big D. He was Big D Nick. And when an NFL locker room nicknames you that, come on. You're in an NFL locker room. There's some Shankos walking around. So you know Nick's doing just fine. He's probably got a hot wife. Yeah, and he made a Pro Bowl, Super Bowl champ.
Tell you what, somebody brings up Geno Smith.
Yes.
Look, that's a great one because great one. If the Seahawks do make a run with Geno Smith, I don't think they will because of, well, Geno Smith.
Yeah.
But if they do, great one.
Yes. Yeah.
Great point.
100%. Geno could absolutely, he could be that guy. If you put an elite team, and I don't think Seattle's elite enough, but Geno could be a guy. Like if Geno was this and he was a backup in Kansas City. If Geno Smith was the backup quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs or the San Francisco 49ers, in fact, the year that Purdy's elbow went noodle on him, Geno Smith as the backup on that team, they could have won a Super Bowl. That team was legit.
All right. Open segment next on The Fan.
So I looked up Foles, too, at the end of that. So he had two really good playoff games and one that was like, eh. And they eked by. And in the regular season, after Wentz got hurt, he basically played two games. And he had one really good and one that was a little rough. Both wins. Mm-hmm. He blew out the Giants and threw for, 200 yards and four touchdowns. And then he had another one where he completed 50% of his passes and had one touchdown, one pick. And they eked out a win over the Raiders. So it really was like, it's weird. It was five games and he was kind of bad in two of them and really good in three of them. And now is a legend.
Well,
and has $73 million.
Yeah. Just a strange,
yep.
Strange career.
And I can strange confirm career. A hot wife.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. $73 million. We'll do that.
Probably a great golf game. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Life's good. How old is that guy? Is he even 30?
He played 11 years in the league, and he was a senior when he came out.
Did he really play 11 years?
He played 11 years.
Guess Nick Foles' age.
Well, I'm guessing that he stayed all 4 years at Arizona, so he probably came out at 22, 23, played 10-ish to 11 years. So, I don't know, 33?
Nick Foles. Oh. Are you guessing?
No, I was going to give you the answer, but you already
35.
Have.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 35.
Now he just gets to hang out and, do Nick Foles things. Probably speak, I think he's a church guy, probably does a church group.
Just hang with the kids.
Yeah.
Do some charity stuff.
He'll be like Joey Harrington, but with a Super Bowl ring and more money. But not
what was
as
I going to tell you?
Not as good hair.
Andrew Nemec has entered the chat.
Yeah, what's he yakking about?
Well, I guess he's coming up after us, is why I say that. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
But
recruiting then.
I guess the Niners have a KU offensive lineman that's been kicking some butt.
Hell yeah. Rock chalk, baby.
And I had no idea who he was.
I, a Niners fan, had no idea who he was. But Nemec tells me the O-line coach has been gushing about him and that says he's a really special player, started with the ones, and has not given up the spot since.
Oh, look at that.
Boom.
So get excited about Dominic Pooney.
Was there any doubt coming from Kansas?
I was going Dirt and Sprague wanted me on today to talk about the Jayhawks.
Oh, they're doing the dirty pull with
He's got Kansas 22nd, I think.
Wait, you said they wanted you on. You just said, no, that's too early, or what?
Well, I had to golf. But also, I told him, I'm like, dude, I don't know anything.
Why did they think you, of all people, would be able to talk about Kansas
rock
football?
Chalk.
Well, I went there, and I'm a huge, awesome sports guy, so shove that straight up your little kid ass. But also, I think I'm awesome, and I would be great for their show, but it just didn't work out today.
Didn't work out.
I told him, I said, pre-season stuff is stupid. Like, everything I say will be wrong. I don't know anything anyway. Let's just talk once they're 7-0 going into the Kansas State game.
Okay.
Have you seen their schedule?
Pretty soft?
Dude. But soft.
Is Kansas going to be a top 10 team
going into that game? They have a hell of a coach, and they have a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah, but
other than that,
he's always hurt.
That is true.
That dude is like, when I feel like at any given time, is the Beaner still there?
I was just looking that up.
Did Jason Bean leave? Because I feel like it was every time I tuned in, I had no idea who the quarterback
was.
No,
they're going with Cole Ballard. That's Wes Ballard's kid. Or not Wes Ballard, but the Chris Ballard, the Colts GM. Yeah, and he played a little bit last year, too.
Don't.
You're right. Jalen Daniels needs to stay healthy. But
I don't know. I'm terrified of that Linwood game they've got.
Yeah, they're going to win that game.
Are you certain? I mean, that's a... Dude,
read their schedule, dude.
Lindenwood?
I dare you.
That's tough.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
I dare you.
And then they got at Illinois, UNLV, West Virginia, TCU, Arizona State, Houston.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Houston. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Houston's got, but...
I don't know either. But yeah, that...
That's
not a murderer's row.
That's 7-0 going into Kansas State.
Yeah. Then you got Iowa State, and then, of course, the greatness that is BYU. At BYU, do we road trip to Provo?
No.
You want to go to see a game of Provo?
I do not.
Come on. We'll get on a plane. We'll go down.
Not only no, but F no.
I'll show you around Provo.
Anyway.
That hurts my feelings. You won't come to Provo with
me. For me and my Rock Chalk musings on the morning show at some point during the season.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'm going to come on there.
All right.
We're going to break some bread. I'm coming hard.
What?
Or whatever they do. All right. I think we got to go.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's correct.
We're done. We didn't get to our NFL Nutella today, so we'll have to do that tomorrow.
But we did do Olympic oxtail, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. I'm glad you...
Well, oxtail is delightful.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Joey Harrington will join us. That'll be exciting. But up next, it is time for Club 1080. We have a new Yellowstone star and ISIS versus the Swifties. Mm. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.